All right, welcome everyone to another episode of O365A. In this episode, we are going to be talking with one of the analytics and reporting Microsoft partners, Quest, to talk about their product. And on the call with us is a guest speaker, Ragnar Heil. And so, Ragnar, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and Quest in itself as well.
Absolutely. Thanks, everybody, for having me here. I'm Ragnar Heil. I'm the channel account manager for Quest in the Microsoft Platform Management Business Unit. I'm responsible here for the channel in EMEA Central, which is Germany, Austria, Switzerland, Netherlands, Belgium, and Luxembourg, six countries, Central Europe. And I'm now with Quest since like 1.5 years. I came from the acquisition from Metalogix. And before that, I worked 11 years at Microsoft in different roles. And I'm also an MVP for Microsoft Office Apps and Services.
Awesome. So maybe, given that we're talking about, the analytics and reporting side of Quest, maybe you can talk to us about, the product and the services that Quest provides.
Yeah. So Quest is actually a company which is on the market since nearly 30 years, and Quest has always the idea to make the life of an IT pro admin much easier. That was Quest is about, and products are usually around managing the modern hybrid workplace and also the migration into Office 65 and security and compliance. That's one of the major topics here. So it's all about making the life easier, and with my special focus around Metalogix, is all about the migration. To take file shares, SharePoint on-premise servers, Box, Dropbox, Google Drive into a modern workplace, and also a lot of things around the security and the compliance. And that's something where the Enterprise Reporter fits in. What we're going to talk today.
Awesome.
Thanks, Ragnar. Maybe just walk us through a little bit about what the main problem is that you're trying to solve with your software and how you're doing that today.
Yeah. So Enterprise Reporter is always as I said, it's a reporter suite, and the main benefits is that I'm seeing that a lot of customers are having a very bad gut feeling that they have no control about all the permissions and rights management of the whole system. So customers are having multiple systems on premises and in the cloud. They have AD on-prem, they have Azure AD in the cloud, they have OneDrive maybe in the cloud, Microsoft Teams in the cloud, they have file shares, NAS and XAN, and they have Exchange maybe on-prem and in the cloud, and they have no control. And Enterprise Reporter is like a 360 degrees mirror ball, actually, where they look into it and get a very clear understanding about where permissions are valid and fine and extend, and where permissions are completely broken and people have too many rights. And that's one of the current number one security threats, that users have too many rights. And I've seen studies where they say that 72% of users have too many rights, and this is going to create a security leak. In the past, it wasn't a big issue, because in the past, tools like SharePoint or OneDrive, they were used for internal collaboration, but now these tools are used for external collaboration. And this means if people have too many rights, data is going to flow out of the company. We're going to see data breaches and data leaks. And that's going to be causing issues. And then the companies have to report according to GDPR. They have to do reports to the data authorities and report data breaches. And no company wants to be on the number one side, page number one, because of a data breach. Mm-hmm. And the other topic what I would like to mention is that Enterprise Reporter is very, very strong in displaying the configuration. So really taking all this on-premise servers, all the cloud systems, and giving a very comprehensive report about the configuration of these systems. And then you have a clear understanding about, let's say, about teams, about the channels which are existing, groups which are used, groups which are not used, groups which have no moderator, where a moderator needs to be reset or needs to be re-added. Or another thing around compliance is groups which have access to third-party apps, to bots or to connectors. These third-party apps can really take company data out of the company. And here, Enterprise Reporter can give a very, very clear understanding which third-party data, in which way it's going to take out data. And here this can be disabled, of course. So we are always in a mixture of reporting of rights, but also reporting of configuration things, to finally make a system, to make a hybrid modern workplace more secure, more compliant, and easier to manage and easier to configure.
Cool, thank you. Maybe talk a little bit about the solution architecture around Enterprise Reporter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's an installation on premise. So you do the installation, and then the benefits here is it's a tool which can be used for small enterprises, but with a very scalable architecture, it can be used really for companies who have hundreds thousands of users. So that's one of the strengths here. It's not a tool which runs purely on Azure, because the idea is we really want to have a tool for the hybrid modern workplace, which can, as I said, which can use file shares and so on, NAS, SAN, which can report the configuration of a SQL server as well. So it's not a cloud-only tool. We really want to give the maximum value to the IT pros which manage hybrid workplaces.
Cool, thank you.
Perfect. And for Enterprise Reporter, how is it collecting the data around teams and groups? And how's that pulling that all in? Is that through Graph, PowerShell, some other mechanisms?
Yeah, it's using the API, it's using the Graph. So it's using as much as it can. It's collecting, it's gathering the data, and then it's creating reports. So for other system, there are real-time reports, real-time queries, but for many other hybrid modern workplace workloads, it's gathering data at a certain time, and then you get the report out of it.
And those reports, what is the mechanism that builds those reports? Is it just like PDF generation, CSVs, HTML, Power BI?
Yeah, you can get a PDF, you can get CSV out of it, you can get HTML. So I would say the number three formats would be definitely a CSV, PDF, and HTML.
Okay. And what makes Enterprise Reporter kind of different in the marketplace?
What I'm seeing from other companies who build report tools is they have very, very strong reporting tools for one single product. And many companies are building cloud only reports. Let's say, okay, they have a very, very strong reporting tool only for Microsoft Teams. And our sweet spot is here. We have the 360 picture about the hybrid place. We say, yes, we cover cloud, we cover Teams and OneDrive and Exchange Online and Azure AD, but we also cover on-prem, like SQL Server AD on-prem, Exchange on-prem. So that's our sweet spot here.
Perfect.
Cool. Thanks, Ragnar. And, customers looking at Enterprise Reporter, what kind of pricing model, licensing model does it use? Is it per tenant, per user, per module?
Exactly. It's per managed user price. Yeah.
Okay.
And we have two different prices. So we have the price for the cloud only version, which is cheaper. You know, if the customer says, hey, listen, I'm cloud only, I'm only using Office 365, then they get a cheaper price. If the customer says, no, we definitely want the whole suite because we also want to manage our file servers and SQL and AD on prem, then there is the second price, which is higher. But it's all about managed users.
Right. Good. And then if a customer or user wants to try it out, is there any trial license available or demo?
Awesome question, Curtis. We really love to give away trial licenses, absolutely. So just go to Quest.com and then Enterprise Reporter, and you will get the trial licenses immediately. The installation is pretty simple, and the tool is easy to start. So I definitely want to encourage you to start as possible. It's going to be out. It's currently on RTM. The general availability will be around, let's say, 12-ish of April. Yeah, okay. So let's call it mid-April, and it's going to be out of the market. So your podcast is going to be is the first podcast worldwide where we are mentioning this product. Woo-hoo! So the first sneak preview talk here with you guys. I'm happy.
Awesome.
That I can share the message here with you. And
I think I read that's version 3.2, right? That has the Teams support.
Yeah, that's a big announcement here. In Teams, because we've seen over the last month, we've seen a lot of customer demand in Teams because Teams is so popular, and I love Teams. You know, I'm an MVP for Teams, but customers are coming to us and say, hey, listen, we would love to introduce Teams and launch Teams, but here we need more control. We need more control about the third party apps. We need more control about external users, and our Enterprise Reporter can give very precise reports what external users can do. And then if there's a company policy who says external users should not be able to delete groups or to create groups or to rename groups, then Enterprise Reporter can generate a report. So this is something what I would like to stress out. Enterprise Reporter needs also a consulting workshop where you define new governance rules. And the governance rule can be that externals are not allowed to delete a group and so on. And if this is a rule, then Enterprise Reporter can check day and night and on the weekend if this rule is still valid or if it's broken.
Right. And okay.
This is at the end making the whole environment safer. So that's the compliance part and the management, or let's say governance lifecycle part, would be more, okay, listen, these five groups currently have no active moderator. Could you please go back to the group members and ask somebody to host the group and take and really care about the group and be moderator.
And you're talking about the groups that the Microsoft Teams team is associated with, right?
Yeah, exactly, Microsoft Teams team. Yeah. So it's a nice mixture of not only reporting, it's also a way to improve security and compliance, actually, and governance.
And given that you just are releasing a new version, there's probably not a definitive roadmap. But is there anything you can tell us, looking 6 months out, what Enterprise Reporter is? What we can look forward to?
I think all you know, we've all been to the MVP summit, and we cannot talk much about here due to NDA. But well, let's say there will be a lot of new APIs coming, and the product team is going to make use of the new APIs.
Cool.
Right. Because it's growing and growing, and there will be more features and more ways. More toggles and more controls, and these controls, which are currently created by Microsoft, should have also APIs, and Enterprise Reporter is going to take care of it, and reflect these changes.
Sounds good. Well, I just want to point out, Ragnar, I think you're using Teams on your mobile device, and the quality is excellent. I think it speaks to the mobility, how excellent it is in Teams. It's great.
And I love it. It's a wonderful product. Yeah, and for me, you know, it really hurts me because I love this product so much. It hurts me when companies say, yeah, listen, we understand the value, but here there's too much self service, and we cannot roll it out because it's too uncontrolled and too wild and too much self service. We cannot give Teams in the hands of the users. And here we definitely want to help to make a compromise where they say, listen, here with Enterprise Reporter, we want to improve governance and security and compliance of teams to make sure that you can really launch teams and there is no need to stop it.
Right.
That's for me, that's the number one value what our tool can do, help to launch teams and make sure that it's going to get IT love, that the IT pros really like it, and because they can control it, because they, you know, IT pros at them, they always love to control tools, and sometimes with our help, they have more control, then they feel better, then they do their job better, and then a product is going to be launched globally, and users are loving it, so that's for sure.
Good stuff.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, anyways, thanks, Ragnar, for coming on and, explaining Quest's approach to the holistic management of not just teams and compliance, but the whole Office 365 side of things from our reporting as well. Anyways, thank you again. We really appreciate you coming on. And thanks, everybody, for listening in. And we hopefully will catch you on the next episode.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for inviting me here. Have a good day and see you soon.
See ya.
Thank you.